This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A silent storm begins to brew in an ancient land of darkness. With tumultuous force from the crust of the earth, two worlds come together as one, from the past and the present, celebrating culture and spirit, paving the pathway to our future. It's time for dreaming. Urban dreaming. Finding your voice. Finding your spirit. Joy 94.9. Warren Jacker, Joy 94.9 would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the sovereign peoples of the past, present and future generations of the Kulin Nations on whose unceded land we work, live and broadcast from. We would also like to acknowledge all our brother boys and sister girls of the LGBTI communities.
Yes, hello and welcome to Urban Dreaming. This is Sarami on the mic.
And Gracie.
And this evening, we'll be having Gal back in the studio.
She will be back. First time in a while.
Yes, I know. How cool is that? And Gal's actually going to be introducing some amazing guests at 8:30, so stay tuned for that. That's actually the special guest from the Sisterhood Spoken Word Festival, POC, and that'll be held in June. And some live poetry readings, so looking forward to that. Also, tonight we have a special guest on the phone. We'll be chatting with Uncle Kutcha. And, this fellow, he's a pioneer in the making in regards to music, Aboriginal music, and just such a soulful and such a spiritual man. And in regards to his music, it's just, it's one of those, we'll be playing one of his tracks tonight, actually, very soon. It just goes to show his music speaks for himself. He's a legend.
Yeah, huge show coming up. We'd like to say a big thank you to Worldwide Wave who were on before us. And if you want to get in touch with the show tonight, you want to have a yarn with us or you want to ask us any questions, please text in. It's 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. Or you can email on air at joy.org.au. And we also have a Facebook page.
Yes, don't forget to tune into that. So we usually have podcasts as well. So, but in regards to our Facebook page, our social media, we try to at least give you a week's notice before we have the shows, but we've been I guess we just need a bit to do it more often.
We've been a bit more spontaneous lately.
Yeah, so we're going to be onto it by next week. We did have a special guest who unfortunately couldn't make it this evening, and it's such a shame because she's such an amazing woman, but hopefully we'll have them next week, and that's Lisa Flanagan, and they're currently in Melbourne doing the rehearsals for Brothers Wreck, which is Jada's play, so Jada Albert's.
Yeah, so hopefully they will be in the studio next week, or at least on the phone. And if you have missed any of our episodes that you want to catch up on Urban Dreaming, make sure you download our podcast and show us some love over at joy.org.au/Urban Dreaming.
Yeah, well, speaking of the show, let's get it on with, and we're going to play a track for you right now, something funky.
This is Ziggy Ramo, A to C. It's new stuff from him. It's on Urban Dreaming on Joy.
You don't ever really do this, but you do it for me, you do it for me. And I never really feel like this, but I feel for you, I feel for you. Hey, hey, man, it's so new, fresh to me and it's fresh to you. Fresh like daisies, driving me crazy lately, baby, I don't want maybes. Wanna guarantee, warranty, warrant me to see that I breathe like a heartbeat. Childish, shove me that I need a bleeper. Baby, tell me you ain't gonna leave. Falling like leaves, wearing this heart on my sleeve. Jeez, I just wanna do it, I just knew it from the moment we met. Moments we spent, I would never regret. I digress in my treasure chest. I ain't never stressed, all the troubles in life you make me forget. And you don't ever really do this, ayy, but you do it for me. You do it for me. Hold up.
Wait a minute, I know all of this new business. I know all of them be tripping. Maybe I don't care though, I don't care, yo, for sure. I've been round the twist for a minute, thinking that this world had me finished. I've been thinking, blinking lanes, I've been switching. Tokyo drifting, I ain't never listen. Let's bring your sweet lips, two lips couldn't capture your beauty. Truly, our love gotta be a movie. Keep it moving, it keeps me soothing. And I ain't used to wear from the moment we met. Moments we spent, I would never regret. I digress, you're my treasure chest. Yeah, I never stress, cause all of the troubles you make me forget. And you don't ever really do this, ayy, but you do it for me. You do it for me.
Yeah, low, take it slow, wanna hit
this. And I ain't never really feel like this, ayy, but I feel for you. I feel for you.
Yeah, low, take it slow, wanna hit this.
Learn to love you. Showed me how to love myself before I met you. There were stories I would never tell. I learned to love you. Now I'm coming out my shell. Letter by letter, you love me better.
Hey, now spell it out.
A-Z-Z-A-A-Z. So give me A.
But I feel for you. I feel for you.
Hey, this is Joe Williams, former NRL player, professional boxer, and you're listening to Joy 94.9. Stay deadly with Urban Dreaming.
Yes, that was Ziggy Rummo there with A to Z. Funky.
Yeah, new stuff from him, and he's doing heaps and heaps of stuff around the city and around the country. He's performing in New South Wales later next week, so make sure you go and check him out if you are up there. And he's also performing at Splendour in the Grass in July in Byron.
Nice. Okay. I reckon we should let people know too that Gracie actually chooses a lot of the music. And this is a white girl choosing black music. Don't you love it?
I love, you know, Indigenous hip hop. Obviously, I'm a big Baker Boy fan, as listeners of the show will know. And Ziggy, I'm loving all his stuff as well. So just waiting for him to release some new stuff. So hopefully with both of them performing at Splendour in the Grass, Baker Boy as well, they will both be releasing EPs and we can have some more tunes.
I've only heard a couple of his tracks, but I absolutely love it. I think he's really just growing on me, to be honest. And has he got an album as well? Or
no, he doesn't, but he is working on new music and he has, you know, big hopes to release one very soon. And, yeah, as I said, they're both performing around the country, doing heaps of date. Baker Boy's on tour at the moment. So hopefully both of them, when they've got a bit of downtime, will be releasing their albums.
Nice. All right, so people, for those who don't know, NAIDOC Week is only just around the corner. So that's we've got the theme this year, and it's called Because of Her Weekend. This will be happening from this Sunday, the 8th of July, till the 15th of July. And basically it's a day that we celebrate all the mobs come together to celebrate history, culture and achievements of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. And NAIDOC is celebrated not only in Indigenous communities, but also by Australians of all walks of life. The week is a great opportunity to participate in a range of activities and to support your local and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. Yes, NAIDOC originally stood for National Aborigines Islander Days Observance Committee, and this committee was once responsible for organising national activities during NAIDOC Week. And it is an acronym that has since become the name of the week itself. And to find out more information about the origins, you can go into History of NAIDOC Week and just Google that if you like. So each year, a different city hosts the National NAIDOC Awards Ceremony, and the host city with poster competitions and awards and recipients are selected by the National NAIDOC Committee. And we're currently hosting one here in Melbourne at the moment, and it's always full of some frivolous festivities.
Yeah, and as we said, this year the theme is Because of Her We Can, and it's going to be celebrating the invaluable contributions that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women have made and continue to make to all the communities, families, the history and our entire nation. And, you know, with the Me Too movement and a lot of the things that are happening around the world at the moment, it's, you know, so current that we have you know, this celebration and this theme, and it's, you know, it's really topical, and I'm really glad that we're finally getting there and we're celebrating women.
Well, usually Indigenous women tend to be more not so much being, I guess they're seen as being invisible most times, you know, and it's about time we really honour our women.
You know, the trailblazers that are, you know, that are there, and also the people that are behind the scenes and that, you know, add so much to the community and help, you know, with all the things that go on there. And as I said, it's going to be an amazing year this year. And as we said, it's 8 till the 15th of July 2018. So not very far away, actually.
Not very far at all. And there's always things happening. So if you want to get involved with the community and you feel like you've never done that often enough, then this is an opportunity to get out there. And you know, not only just to get out there and get involved, but also actually just get a taste of what's happening. And I mean literally have a taste. Like, there's some great food that goes on as well. There's all the bush tucker happening, you know, and then we go from our face painting right down to making spears and you know, clapsticks. The list goes on. So.
Yeah, so if you do need any more info, head over to NAIDOC, that's NAIDOC.org.au, and you'll be able to grab all the information on there as well. And we'll keep yarning about it over the next couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, another awesome event, you know, not so awesome in regards to what happened in the past, but it's just great to pay tribute to such an important time also in regards to the Stolen Generations. So we'll be officially launching that on the 26th of May. And this will be the 20th anniversary, actually, for the National Sorry Day. So Yarra Council, City Council, has been working with the local Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities to create this public artwork and garden to honour the struggles and resilience of the Stolen Generations. And located, it will be at the Atherton Gardens in Fitzroy. And it's an historic gathering place where Aboriginal people can come to find and reconnect with family. And the marker and the garden is a place of reflection and respectful commemoration. So this will be commencing at 3 p.m. sharp. And now this event will include ceremony guests, speakers and performers. And that is Deborah Cheatham, of course, Uncle Kutcha Edwards, and we'll be having a chat with him at 8:15. So stay tuned for that, guys. It's going to be amazing. Ilana Atkinson, Jiri Jiri Dance Group, Jindy Warabuck Dancers, the Koori Youth, Will Shakespeare's Dance Group, and Uncle Jack Charles, who actually does our voice intro for our show.
He does.
Yeah, he's too good. All right, guys, stay tuned. We've got some more deadly music for you.
We do, and a big chat coming up with Uncle Kutcha as well, so stick around.
Let's play his track.
Well, this is Mum's Song. It's here on Joy on Urban Dreaming.
Nice.
For your love is always bending after all. with love and understanding. I've moved on and I'm now at peace. Mere words cannot express the feeling that I feel for you. For your love has always been there after all that we've been through. Hey. I would cry myself to sleep. The scars, they hurt no longer, but the memories are deep. Mere words cannot express the feelings that I feel for you.
Talo for Lover. This is Natana from Chasing Smoke, and you're listening to Urban Dreaming on Joy.
You're on Urban Dreaming.
Sorry, just literally
just
laughing.
We need to get it together. We had too much of a little break with the song.
Yes, so just so you know, guys, we've got this amazing old fella who's actually not old. I say old fella, but I say that for respect because I call him like my uncle. This is Uncle Kutchie Edwards, and he's actually born on the banks of Murrumbidgee River at Bal. I can't even pronounce this name. Can you pronounce it for me? Is it Balranald?
Balranald. I don't know.
Balranald in New South Wales of the Mati Mati people. And he's among many of the stolen generations. In 1991, Uncle Kutcha was a part of the rock band What. I love when I get these Aboriginal terminologies. And people expect us to know it
I'm
all.
I'm glad you're reading it.
I still struggle, okay? What Balimba, as I'm hoping, is how it's said. Uncle, you can correct me later. And later, Blackfire and their lead vocalist, and there was no turning back from there. Because from there, he created two more albums, A Time to Dream in 1994 and Night Vision in 1997. And he supported, how's this? He supported Carlos Santana in 1996 on his Australian tour. Years later, he created his own first solo CD, Coinda, with production credits going to personal friends Paul Hester, Paul Kelly, and David Bridie, just to name a few. And Coinda related Uncle Kutcher's life journey with songs covering a range of issues from his forceful removal from his family as a child to songs dedicated to both his mother and late father and about racism and beating alcoholism. Uncle Kutcher released his second solo CD in 2007 called Hope, and he was encouraged to write and co-produce and perform his first theatre-based show, which was called Songlines of a Mati Mati Man. In the great tradition of oral history, Uncle Kutcher and his family presented a unique and personal insight into the stories and songs of the stolen generations. And online we have right now Uncle Kutcher.
Hey, Siri.
Hey, Uncle. Gee, how are you? You've done so much, haven't you? It's insane.
So, as I look back and you sort of think to yourself, being Balranald is so far away and the memories are so far away, but they make me who I am today, you know what I mean? The memories keep flooding back, and even just listening to Mum's song, you know what I mean? I've been privileged to have connected with all the old aunties up in Cootamundra. I've been asked to attend some of their reunions over the years, and they've taken that song to heart, Mum's song, and just listening to their yarns, you know what I mean? I went there when they first had a reunion after, I think it was 50 years since a lot of those old aunties had gone back to Cootamundra Girls Home, which was the old Cootamundra Hospital. And some of the old aunties would tell me that they got locked. When they played up, the matron would lock them up in the morgue. And, just the emotion that poured out of these aunties was sometimes too much to contain. And so when one of my songs or anybody's song is picked up and taken as a song that reminds them of their past, it's humbling, you know. So
yeah.
I look at the responsibility that I've been stowed upon by my people, you know, is to sing not just my song line, but the song line of so many of our people, Siri, you know, who've been forcibly removed, you know, and that's a big responsibility to have on your shoulders. Is that when I write a lyric, the lyric is not just mine; it's my people's, and I believe that I am just the medium for my ancestry. Do you know what I mean? So I take it with much respect and honour that, you know, and even in your transformation of you representing your family, you do it through traditional dance or contemporary dance, and it's the same thing, you know.
Exactly.
So when you know, we're on, so you think you can dance, people look at you as an individual, and you out there, you know, doing it for Suri, you know. Well, it's far from that. You're representing not just your direct mother and father, but your nanas too, you know, two nanas.
It's her ancestors, yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, it's a humbling to sort of look back and remember. We go back, you know, 20 years to the very first National Sorry Day, you know, in 1998. And I remember my son, I think he was about 9 or something, and we all went into State Parliament and we laid some, we asked every member, didn't matter what sort of flower it was, as long as it was white. And we asked all the community to come in and lay these white flowers on the steps of Parliament House, a bit like when Princess Diana passed away. All the flower arrangements that were at the gates of, I think, Buckingham Palace or somewhere. And the steps of Parliament House were just a wash of white flowers. And then I had to do something down in Treasury Gardens, I think. And we all walked down there and I think that's when, I'm going to drop names again, I think that's where we met Bono and The Edge from U2. They were in town and they wanted to make their presence felt in reference to Sorry Day. And so I think we met, Bono and The Edge from U2. And me and my son went, I think we were back home or somewhere, and he called his grandmother. She was living in Tarolgan, and he said, Nan, it's Junior, it's Kutcher Junior here. And she called everybody son. Oh, hello, my son. And he said, guess what we did today, Nan? And she goes, what, son? And he said, oh, we laid flowers on the steps of Parliament for you. And my mum was never someone who, in a sense, dwelled on the past. Fair enough, 6 of her children were taken off her and my dad, and our family torn from pillar to post, and But she got on with tomorrow, and she'd do what she needed to do to get to tomorrow. So she really didn't. And she goes, "Why? What was all that about, son?" You know, said, "Man, it's sorry day." And it's dawned on me over the years that that's what she did. She couldn't go back there in her memory because it was too painful, you know.
And I think they just blocked it out, didn't they? Really, that's what happens because of the trauma, you know.
My dad, drank himself to oblivion, Suri, you know, like two of my older brothers, you know. Because what actually happens is when so much trauma happens to our people, they want to numb the pain, and my dad wanted to numb the pain and he didn't want to look back over his life. So him and his, you know, close relatives up in Swan Hill, and people would nurture him through, you know, each day just to, and he ended up living in ACES in East Brunswick there. And I remember going to visit him all the time, and he was, I love my dad. My dad was one of the, big in stature, but big in presence and spirit too. But I liken my dad to walking softly on the earth. He was a gentle soul, a gentle man, if you can say that, you know. But you can see the pain not only physically in his face, but in his spirit.
Mm.
And it was hard to watch him whittle away because of his past, and his health deteriorated, and so did, you know, the computer upstairs. The iPad slowly starts to lose its memory, and he passed away in Swan Hill Hospital in 96. I think 96 or 97, and I didn't get to say goodbye to my dad, you know. So that plays on my spirit too, in the fact that these are the things that we deal with as Stolen Gens members, you know. But my job is to, like, I had to do a talk at Loyola College out in Watsonia yesterday morning, and I said to the students, 500 students in an assembly, or 250 year 10s, I think they were, year 9s or 10s. And I said, listen, my job, I don't care if you like me. I don't care if you dislike me. My job is to drop a pebble in a pond and create a ripple and what will happen today is you mightn't like me or you might like me, but the reality is that you'll remember me.
Yeah.
And my job is to drop the pebble as to what happened to me and my family and continues to happen to my people in this country. And, you know, a lot of people point the finger, Suri, but they've never sat down with an Aboriginal person in conversation. And that's our job as, in the medium that you're using now, in the medium that, you know, I get to hop on a stage in front of, you know, 10 people at a scout hall or 80,000 people next week at Dreamtime at the G. And the reality is that I don't care about the 80,000 people who are in attendance at the MCG next week. I care about the 300 Aboriginal kids who are connecting themselves to their Uncle Kutcher.
Or even just that one person, you know, in the end, no matter what.
Yeah, definitely about, you know, if you've got the chance to make an impression on at least one person and they're going to go out and, you know, have the same impression on someone. And it's all about education and you know, getting away from that ignorance. I've got a question for you, Uncle Kutcher. With going back to Mum's Song and, you know, with the Stolen Generation and your mum and being part of it, this year, obviously the NAIDOC theme is Because of Her We Can. And I see that you were named Indigenous Person of the Year at the 2001 NAIDOC Awards and won a Deadly Male Artist of the Year the same year as well. And just with the theme this year coming up as Because of Her We Can, how, you know, important is that we've, you know, finally got into this, you know, year where we're celebrating Indigenous women?
That was, it's a beautiful question. I'll tell you a story. That day, I hired a car. I didn't have my own at the time, so I hired a car from Budget in Preston here, and I had I had a mate who ran the Hertz office out here in Preston. And I said, "Oh, any chance I could, you know, get a car just for the weekend?" I think it was a Friday or Saturday night. I think it was a Saturday night. I'm sure it was. And so he said, "Yeah, take this one." So what I did is I drove down to. I said, "Mom, could you be my guest at?" Because obviously the national body, they call you up. It was interesting. It was interesting that actual week because. I was also, my band was also playing that at the National Ball. It was at the National Tennis Centre. And so my manager at the time, Grant Hansen, he was negotiating the fee for my band to play at the National Ball. And people sort of really didn't. Know who I was at the time, and there was a bit of debate as to why are we paying this unknown person, you know, the fee that he's asking? Why don't we negotiate it down? You know, we got bartered down, so to speak, and certain people on the committee sort of hummed it out, and why are we paying this guy so much? Whatever. And it come to pass, the person who was not very happy with the fee was the person who actually had to call me and say, "Is that Kutcher Edwards?" I said, "Yeah. I've been asked to inform you that you're the National Person of the Year." So the irony in that was something to laugh at. And then I said, as soon as I knew what was going to happen at the end of the week, I called Mum and said, "Mum, would you be interested in coming down and attending the ball with me as my guest?" She said, "Yeah, that'd be lovely." So I went there, hired this car, and I went there and picked her up in Traralgon, 160 k's away from Melbourne, and I brought her back to where we were living in Northcote. And so we all got dolled up, hopped in the car, and drove down to St Kilda. And I picked up a mate of mine. So mum's sitting in the front seat, pop out the front of me mate's house, and he climbs in the back seat. And I said, "Mum, this is me mate in the back seat, Paul Kelly." And
you're just name dropping, aren't you?
Just a funny.
This is just Bono.
She probably didn't know who he was.
Paul
though.
Kelly. This is just the end.
Oh, yeah, nice to meet you.
Paul had to sit in the back seat, which was funny in itself, you know. And so we all get to the national ball, and we're walking through. We all sit down, and they start handing out the awards, and I'm sort of, you know, I'm sitting there quiet as a mouse and conversating, you know, and National Aboriginal Person of the Year is Butcher Edwards.
Love it.
And mum sort of, she goes, "Son, I'm sure they just mentioned your name." So we're having this beautiful moment.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mum, That's why I brought you here. I wanted you to be here.
So you can be your ears.
Yeah. And so when I look back, because of her, we can, you know.
Yeah.
Not only her, but my nanas as well, you know. Her mother, Alice Colger, and my dad's mother, Nana Teresa. You know, without these amazing women, do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you know.
Well, that's a beautiful segue, Uncle.
My wife sitting in the room, and you know, in times when I've been chucked from pillar to post after 20 years of sobriety, and the things that have happened to me in those 20 years, you know, Fiona's been the one who's sort of pulled me through a lot of deep. Hard times, and so have my family, you know, all my sisters, all my aunties, you know, they're all gone now, you know, all my mum's sisters, but
they're not gone, they're still with
they're
us,
not gone.
You know,
they're
still watching
they're
over us.
They're physically gone to that place, I remember when we were out, my brother had passed, my big brother, Reggie, and we all went out to my brother's place, my other brother's in Glenroy, and I'm ninth youngest in a family of 12, Surrey, you know, and so what happens is the senior members of the family, they'd already decided where my brother was to be buried. And that's fine. I don't dispute that. But what happened is they said, oh, because of his children living down here, we're going to bury him out at Waroona near the airport, Greenvale, Aboriginal cemetery out there. And I sort of thought to myself, that's interesting, because I know that as soon as he passed, as soon as he entered that dreaming, he went back to country. His spirit went back to country. This, what we're burying out in Waroona, is the vehicle that's carried his spirit. And so I understand that they're always still around. I sort of explain it, Suri, that I'm 53 this year, but this is just the vehicle that carries my 60,000 year old spirit too, like Mungo Man, my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
It's so true. It's such a nice sentiment. We are going to continue this chat with you next week, and we thank you so much for letting us chat to you, Uncle Kujo. We've got so much to talk to you.
Unfortunately, ran out of time,
and we can't wait to have you in the studio with us next week here.
I just want to send a message out there to all Stolen Gems members that you're not alone, and our spirits, all the spirits walk with you, even the people who really don't know who they are. But that's what Sorry Day means to all of us, and I hope everybody gets through the day with love and big hugs, and I'll see you all in the studio next Tuesday.
Can't wait to see you, Uncle. You take care of yourself. Until then,
okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
Ta-da, ta-da.
So that was Uncle Kutcher there for the 20th anniversary of the National Sorry Day on the 26th of May. That's this Saturday, guys, so make sure you attend. That'll be at the Atherton Gardens at the corner of Brunswick and Gertrude Street from 3 p.m. sharp till 5:30 p.m. So check it out.
Guitar chords sing about kissing the midnight on a rooftop, saying you'll escort me into your bedroom, right? We'll be watching movies all night. Know how to grind and sit by them, both that shit tied. They not no makeup on, some stuff on my head. You look into my eyes.
Yeah, I prefer this you instead.
You make me.
did what was me. Yeah. You're pretty much my controller. Let me see you, robot. Haven't seen you in a minute. And I don't like the stuff. Didn't know that I was keen on jazz. Rappity-rap, a street tappity-tap. Quit when I was 11 to work on my tennis. Now all I do is run from love. And I'm guessing Galileo, cause all I do is reach for the stars. And Mars, and Venus, Cerebellina. We'll be watching movies all night. You know how to grind and sit by the boat. That shit tight in. They not no makeup on, still scuff on my head. You look into my eyes. Do I prefer to see you instead? You make me feel like a natural woman, but one. You make me feel like I have some emotion, but one. Like I have enough love to share with someone, but one. You make me feel. Driving on a 480 reaction, slow but crazy. Smoking on that purple hazy. Pick me up at a friend's house, 40-minute drive. Stopped at McDonald's, got a Happy Meal. Extra pickle, despicable me, toy inside. Yeah. It's my first time, I never kissed a guy. Like I told his hand and maybe kissed the cheek a couple times. But none of that lip-lip talk shit. Never done none of that lip-lip talk shit. You reach into my mind, talk about the universe and how it is said. That I want some new hair, your mom and daddy don't care. Get all the girls' attention, and you blush when I say, yeah, I know. And the white girls want your baby, and the white girls want your baby. Not to be a slave, then when's the last time you hooked your boy with a fresh face? Never seen his face lately. You told me how his woman took your place, but you forgot all about that and asked me how was my day. Yeah, like that. Yeah. And this is exactly how you made me feel. You made me feel like a natural woman for fun. You made me feel like I had some emotion for fun. Like I have been on flood to share with someone for fun. You make me feel like a natural woman, yeah.
That was Kate, and she's hailing from the southeast of Melbourne. The young songstress has been singing for as long as she can remember. A Papua New Guinea girl, and deadly. Too good. So, in regards to this music, we have Gal.
Hi, everyone.
Gal is back in the studio.
I just posted on Instagram that I'm back and black.
And blacker than ever.
Black. Yeah. But we're in the studio with Idol and Steph, and we're. Where all three of us are involved in the program called Sisterhood that Kayit, the amazing artist who we just listened to, was involved with us as well and started sort of the first few weeks and really pushed with the leadership and got a really good foundation for Idol to come in and basically just be really deadly. So we're here. Hi, ladies.
Hey.
Thank you so much for coming in. I'm sorry
Don't be
that
shy.
We're
Thank
Short
you for having
microphones
us.
Closer to the that's
yeah.
It.
Yep. So we're just going to yarn a little bit about Sisterhood and let y'all know about some upcoming dates. And we've got a very special performance. Idol is a spoken word artist, and she's going to perform some of her amazing stuff for us tonight, which we're really lucky to hear.
But before you do, let us know more about the background of this festival.
Yeah, so Sisterhood is a spoken word platform centering the perspectives of African First Nations and LGBTQI+ artists, brought to you from Sisters on the Mic and Arts Centre Melbourne. Sisterhood is a family and friendly event celebrating their diversity in young women brought together by the power of the spoken word. Sisterhood is a project from young females leaders in Dig Deep, Steph, Kayit, who we just heard, and Idol. So basically we're just gathering every Monday night in June and we're having a bunch of spoken word artists from all different walks of life come in and share their narratives and basically just have a good time on Monday nights. It's during the school holidays, so we're getting some young mob in for them to share some of their work too. Yeah. Idol and Steph have been working on it as producers and they're doing an amazing job, and I guess we can hear from their perspective in producing this and where they're coming from and why they're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so I came on after Steph and Kait, reached out to me, and they were just telling me I've gone to Sisters on the Mic event previously. So I've been going about the same time as you, Steph, for like 2 years or so. And I just enjoy the sisterhood. I think a big draw card was meeting Kai and Steph as mentors of that program. And I think it's not really about a place, but who's there in the place.
Yeah, so true.
So I kept on like going through. The resources there were amazing. They have like instruments, beat making equipment, like just all this vibing space. So like got on board and had the beautiful opportunity to curate some of the nights to put some beautiful female spoken word artists on. Yeah.
Certainly. And what about you, Steph?
Same sort of thing. So jumped on board 2 years ago and just sort of watched the program grow from like DJing rap sort of stuff into like spoken word stuff right now. So yeah, hopefully it's good.
Yeah. It's been really interesting because we're all really young, and we're sort of given the responsibility to produce these events that have the capacity of quite a large audience and a very sort of prestigious arts on a place. So we've come across a few challenges in terms of just thinking about the complexity and the layers of things.
Yeah.
And I'm really curious to know how many other young female producers there are in Australia doing what we're doing as well. And I'm just thinking, if we wanted to talk about, you know, our journey as producers or as rappers and spoken word artists, and I guess, like, the fundamentals of why we do it. So what's been the biggest motivation for you, Idol, to be in this sort of industry?
I think personally I kind of fell into it, like needing spaces to share with friends, with family, and then finding that they existed because there's amazing, stunning women who've been doing it before me and created those spaces for me, but they're busy. And because there's such high demand for these sort of events, and then a need for them, but there aren't enough people doing it. And the people who are doing it often, you know, black folk who need to work, who need to support their families, that can't really be doing voluntary things like that, you know? So it means that the younger generation always needs to step up. And oftentimes I think with the older generation, they have brilliant ideas, and I think that we share a lot of the same identity, but I think the politics and the way in which we hold space is a bit different now, and the way that young folk want to hold space has progressed.
Yeah.
So it means that if we want it to be the way we like, we kind of have to do it ourselves.
That's so true, isn't it? So I guess that's a topic that we want to talk about tonight here on Urban Dreaming, Joy FM 94.9. And we want to talk about that in terms of, because this is basically what Urban Dreaming does as well. We bring young mob in, and we're all quite young ourselves.
Young and old.
I just wigged to the studio, guys. I wish this was recorded. but as Urban Dreaming is a platform, sisterhood is also a platform, but we're platforms ourselves, and we tell our own narratives and stories. And you're both from really interesting, you both have beautiful, unique stories. But the best part about it, and this is what we see when there's exchange between different cultures, is that, you know, mob from Africa and mob here, First Nations in Australia, come together and we're like, holy shivers, there's so many similarities.
Yeah.
And we're sisters, and that's the encompassment of our festival, is that.
And not to now forget that NAIDOC Week has their theme, which is because of her, we can.
Yeah, so we're actually sort of encompassing that night. On the 11th of Monday, we have a family night, which our mothers are actually going to be performing. So we have Aseel, who some of you might know, and we have Monica Karai, who's a deadly spoken word artist. So we have mums coming in with their little bubbas and centralising the theme around because of her weekend too, which is so beautiful, especially around motherhood, because I'm sure all of us have, and I know you, Uncle, like our mothers.
Where would we be without our mothers?
Yeah, exactly.
We wouldn't be here.
Yeah, we literally, but also, like, we just wouldn't be the people we are today.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that we're sharing. Steph, do you want to talk a little bit more about what we're sharing during the event as well, and where your motive comes into?
Yeah, so we're really just trying to provide a platform and provide a safe creative space so we can all come in, share our story, share our poetry, share our artwork together, and just sort of come together as, yeah, like just that, like sisters and stuff, because, you know, like we all come from different places and stuff, but like I feel like we all sort of come from like the same sort of vibe, yeah, like...
Yeah. So too. So we're so short on time, which is so unfortunate, but also big shout out for Uncle there.
Uncle Kucha,
yeah,
yes.
Uncle Kucha. Yeah, proper deadly, and big respect to all our uncles that really are vocal and support our younger mob, and especially our younger boys too, you know. So we are so blessed to have Idle performing tonight.
Yeah.
Have we edited a drum roll section yet, guys?
But yes, Idle, looking forward to this.
Oh, cool.
So this piece is called Uncertainty, and it's a piece I really love to begin with. There's a comfort in really loud rooms. Not so much loud, but lively. Check in, check out. If you say enough, you won't look out of place. Not being able to relate reminds me of home in a way. Reminds me of home bend away. The subtle way Somali people talk over each other till we're all shouting. There's a comfort in really loud rooms. Not so much loud, but lively, not so much living, but alive. Trauma never subside, passed on like family heirlooms. Death is our legacy, displacement our status, neglect the way we balance. We are proud people. Never ask for help for the pain, because he defames you. You don't just respect this. You don't just shame your family when you're Somali.
Right, she just had a moment.
Sorry.
It's all good. You'll get it.
There's a comfort in really loud rooms. Not so much loud, but lively. Check in, check out. If you say enough, you won't look out of place. Not being able to relate reminds me of home and away. Reminds me of home and away. The subtle way Somali people talk over each other till we're all shouting. There's a comfort in really loud... Sorry, I'm going to do a different piece.
That's really okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. I just remember where I remember you from.
Yeah.
The youth services, yes. Yeah. You guys performed there. It was incredible.
Yeah. No, take it away.
It can be confrontational
and
on the radio.
And it can be really emotional too, you know. And
so
I know
don't worry.
That these pieces come from the heart. So take it away, sis.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll just do a different piece.
You can always look at it.
Yeah, true. I don't even write them down.
I love it.
I say I use it to heal, but it's not working. Maybe it's because I can no longer turn my pain into success, stress, depressed, deprived, genocide into stories on stages. No longer pageless because I got a pretty book of my alphabet currency. I say I use it to heal, but it's not working. Maybe it's because I can no longer turn my pain into success, stress, depressed, deprived, genocide into stories on stages. No longer pageless because I got a pretty book of my alphabet currency. I say I use it to heal, but it's not working. Maybe it's because you want... When my days laid up, unable to please, if I can't sell you heartache, make vanity out of frustration, I don't care enough about me to hurt this beautifully when I am torn up inside. Would you like me if not fragments of your own misery in my reflection? Thank you.
Thank you, Edo. Amazing.
Wow. Beautiful. How old are you, by the way, if you don't mind me asking?
21.
Wow. You know, it's incredible. And the idea of clicking, I love that when you guys are clicking because it shows respect.
Right.
You know?
You guys, sister, you are telling the truth.
Yes.
Sometimes I'm just like, I want to click my whole body right now.
It's a really beautiful way to express, obviously, in poetry and also in regards to, you know, representation of I guess, certain things that happen in our times. So. Mm. Yeah, incredible, and such a young age. I see you going a long way.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we have to wrap it up because we're about to finish.
How sad.
Yeah, but thank you so much for your time, girls. It's a shame we didn't get to hear Steph rap, but quickly do something quickly for us. Go.
All right. shit, sorry.
Yeah.
I just kicked someone.
Yeah.
All right.
Feel free.
All right. Are you sure?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. I've been mistaken for a little bit mischievous, a little bit spiteful, maybe I'm feeding it. I left it for a dead, but then it reincarnated into some potential, yo, until we got wasted. Yeah, we wasted some potential, but the situation hand was bad. I was going mental. Hey, yo, I dealt the best I can. The cars, I had a plan. The land, I had to hustle.
They say the knowledge is power, like they never felt the hunger. Take a look into the jungle and you can see who prosper from the belly of a beast, but with the stomach of a tiger. I got balls so big, it'll make you wonder.
Yes!
I would love it. That's too good.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
So
thanks again, once again, girls. And thank you, Gracie, for once again doing the panel. Unfortunately, we have to say goodbye, but before we do, I just want to mention that we have Triple Bypass coming up. And they're speaking to Ray from Queer Space and Morgan from Intersex Advocates. So, yeah. Looking forward to that one. Have a check it out if you can.
Beautiful. And, just quickly, if you want to know more, our Facebook page is Sisterhood ACM Presents. So just give it a look up on Facebook. Thanks so much, Uncle, for having us.
No worries. And too good. And saying a special hello to my brother, Hamid, out there in Canberra.
Deadly.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.